A Man in the Boutonniere. Introduction to the Boutonniere. Most men will wear a flower in the lapel of their jacket only a handful of times in their lifetime. This is a shame, because nothing adds as much flair to appearance as the confidence embodied in wearing a stylish boutonniere. A simple flower worn on the lapel of a jacket is a gesture full of meaning that extends beyond the flower. Boutonnieres are a symbol of fragile life, of beauty in nature, of love undefined, yet captured in a single bloom. So the purpose of this article is to reintroduce you to the boutonniere. Let's start off with flowers and masculinity. To start off, I want to address the issue of wearing flowers and masculinity, as there are many men who are going to dismiss the boutonniere as feminine. Nothing could be further from the truth. Great statesmen, warriors, and poets have worn flowers for over a millennium. Soldiers headed to war have proudly worn flowers on their chests. And here in the United States, every January 1st, two of college football's best teams square off wearing roses on their uniform. The victors of our greatest athletic events are congratulated with bouquets of flowers. And on days of remembrance, we honor our fallen warriors with poppies and other blooms. When to wear a boutonniere? For most of us, the only time we'll ever wear one is at a formal event like a wedding, an anniversary, a prom, a quinceañera, or a night at the theater or opera. The irony of this is that the only rule to wearing a boutonniere is that you do not need a special occasion to wear one. All a man needs is the confidence to swim against the current, to be the only man in the room who's sporting a flower in his left breast. However, a man should not wear a boutonniere when he does not want to stand out from the crowd or when he is being judged. Funerals and interviews are the places where you really don't want to display too much individualism, because really it's either not about you, or when it is, it's about showing that you're a team player and, well, I don't know, I guess if you're applying at a flower shop, why not? How to wear a boutonniere. The boutonniere is worn on the left lapel of a men's suit, sport jacket, or blazer jacket, or even overcoat. The boutonniere is always attached above a man's heart, and it should be worn in the lapel buttonhole, about 1 to 1.5 inches of an opening that is, it's a vestige of when a men's jackets used to close to protect his neck. Now, I've got functional lapels I build on my jackets. Now, you don't see this very often, so oftentimes you're going to see the lapel hole closed. However, you can easily open up. So in order to properly wear a boutonniere, the buttonhole needs to be present, it needs to be functional, it needs to have a latch, which I'll explain in a second, and it also needs to be built strong enough to support the flower. So expanding on these 4 points, it's important that if you plan on wearing a flower in your lapel, that you ensure the area where you're going to wear it is prepared. So 99% of jackets made today aren't made necessarily to accommodate a flower. So you're going to have to go with a smaller flower. And one of the reasons is just the lapel isn't strong enough to hold the flower and it's going to sag. So that's one of the things that you have to kind of resign yourself to, unless you're having it custom made and you tell the clothier to build your lapel stronger and then he can do that. So with the buttonhole, oftentimes it's uncut, but the great part is the stitching around it is already there. So you can simply open it up and you could open it up yourself, although you may want a little bit of help there because you're going to want to make it look nice and not just slide a knife right through the clothing. And my goodness, you do not want to overcut it. Now, how to wear the boutonniere. It used to be that the boutonniere hole was there because you would actually put the whole flower in there and only show the outside of the flower. But florists over the last actually 100 years, they've gotten really good at making the whole presentation a lot nicer. And with the lack of lapels that can, you know, actually that are cut open, and oftentimes in the back there's not a latch, it's something that you can just attach it to the outside. It looks attractive. It's not the true way to actually wear one, but it's a great alternative, especially to those that don't want to go through all the trouble. However, if you're going to be sporting one and you want to be able just to be walking by and to pick off a flower, that's when actually having the buttonhole cut and having a latch on the back of the lapel, which will hold the flower in place, is very useful. And this latch isn't difficult to attach. You could do it yourself, or you could take it to a seamstress and she'll do it in 20 minutes for $15. So why wear a boutonniere? Well, there are many reasons, but let me give you three quick ones. One, it's a great conversation starter. I guarantee someone's going to make a comment about it, and it's going to give you the chance to talk a little bit about why you wear it, or you can bring up any type of story you want. So it's a great conversation starter. You have something to give. So how many times have you spent an evening with a beautiful woman or with some young girl that just really touched you and you have something to give her? So whether it be, a friend that you want hopefully to be maybe a little bit more, or perhaps you're just talking with a group of young ladies and you want to show them that, what it means to be a true gentleman and leave them with a small gift. Number three, it shows you pay attention to the details. When you wear a boutonniere, it's about realizing and showing that the little things matter. So how to choose a boutonniere flower? First, the flower should fit the occasion. Simple white or red blooms are for formal occasions, while less formal occasions allow you to bring in more colorful and exotic flowers. Second, the boutonniere should be coordinated with the clothing you're wearing. If in doubt, a simple white bloom, like a white pocket square, is always a safe bet. And speaking of pocket squares, you're permitted to wear a boutonniere with a pocket square. Just because you're wearing one doesn't mean you can't wear the other. But remember that it's about balance. So if you're wearing a pocket square, which has a lot of color, and you're wearing it in a flamboyant way, go for a more muted boutonniere. However, if you're going with a pocket square, which is a simple white with a square fold, then that gives you a lot more leeway in the boutonniere that you're wearing. The carnation boutonniere. It's simple, it's affordable, it's easy to find. You can find it pretty much at any florist. And of all the flowers a man can choose for his boutonniere, the carnation is perhaps the most versatile and easiest one to pull off. White is always acceptable, although it's best suited for more formal occasions. Red is a close second and can bring a dash of color to whatever you're wearing. Go for something initially a bit smaller, so you want to go for miniature carnations. However, a normal bloom that hasn't been fully opened yet will work as well. The only downside to carnations is that they begin to droop after a day of wear. So if you're going to be wearing it for a long period of time, you may want to consider something else or have another one that you can have quick access to. The rose boutonniere. As easy to find as the carnation, roses are more complicated to wear because they're substantially larger and they must be free from imperfections. To the general public, they're considered the most formal flower, and they're the perfect choice to celebrate love or a wedding or an anniversary. They look best prepared when you go with something smaller. And another key point to remember is that your lapel needs to be a bit more stiff and stronger to support their weight throughout the day. So other flower options. Other flower options include gardenias, lily of the valley, sweet william, orchids, daisies, lilacs, they're all excellent choices. Consult with your florist, although if the florist seems a bit clueless, then at the end of the day, reserve your judgment. Go for something simple if it doesn't seem like he or she is able to steer you in the right direction, and trust your instincts. Now, an underused favorite of mine is Statis, or Statis, I don't know how to pronounce it correctly. In any case, it is a dried out flower. It's a lot like tissue paper. And I like them simply because they're incredibly lightweight. They're oftentimes easy to find, and it's really made up of 5 to 8 tiny blooms of flowers that have been dried out. And they come in little off the, colors which you don't normally see in menswear. And it's just a very simple, light look. And again, because they're already dried out, you don't have to worry about any type of water to support the flower. And they can be found almost at any flower shops. And for the amount you need, it's usually just a couple dollars, if that. My final thoughts on wearing a boutonniere: wear it with confidence. Pay attention to proportion and never upstage the ladies. This ends my section on the boutonniere.